This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo Saturday accused Iran of leading attacks on Saudi oil plants that have cut the kingdom's output roughly in half, as he ruled out Yemeni involvement and denounced Tehran for engaging in false diplomacy. VOA's Edward Uranian follows this development from Cairo.
Yemen's Houthi militia's military spokesman, Colonel Yahya Saria, claimed responsibility for the drone attacks on Saudi oil facilities and vowed to increase them if Saudi coalition forces continued their strikes on targets inside Yemen. He says the attacks are a response to what he called the ongoing crimes of blockade and aggression on Yemen since the Saudi-led coalition began battling the Houthis 5 years ago. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The White House says that a U.S. counterterrorism operation killed the son of the late al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The White House statement, issued in President Trump's name, says the operation was carried out in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region, but offers no further details. American officials, though, have said there are indications that the CIA, not the U.S. military, conducted the strike. The CIA itself has declined comment. A U.S. official who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss intelligence matters tells the AP Hamza bin Laden was killed in the past 18 months. The White House statement says Hamza bin Laden's death deprives al-Qaeda of important leadership skills and the symbolic connection to his father, and undermines important operational activities of the group. Ben Thomas, Washington.
There's been a watchful eye on the latest tropical storm to develop, a storm that spared already reeling Bahamas. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said that Humberto is set to become a hurricane in the coming days. This is VOA News.